Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So, we are going to be out at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. If you go to the Panthers game tonight, they've got a little tap room there at the Amerant Bank Arena. But Crowder and I, maybe Jimmy, doesn't know if he has to work or not. Josh Appel will be there a little bit late. But we are all going to be out at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park Thursday night, just two nights from now. You got Miami and Baltimore and a little Thursday night football. You also have Heat and Wemby. That'll be on some of the TVs there as well. But yeah. Thursday night, we're going to have fun. We're going to go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, and everyone's welcome to come out, watch the games with us, and just have a good old time. And you know, Funky Buddha does Eat the Enemy, which is Chef Jeff creating a menu item that is specifically related to the Dolphins' opposing team. And because they're playing Baltimore, they're going with Maryland-style crab cakes.
Ooh.
And again, you can't get that on the menu, you know, on any normal given day at Funky Buddha. So if you want Chef Jeff's take on Maryland-style crab cakes, which you know are going to be phenomenal, got to be out there Thursday night with us at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
And come a little early because I'm not eating all day Thursday.
And when they run out, they run out. Yeah, like, it's a special menu item, and when they run out, they run out. That's it.
I'm going to try to finish them all.
So you want to watch college football on Saturday, pro football on Sunday. It's all at Funky Buddha. Obviously, you're looking for a place to party Friday night for Halloween. They got all their Halloween flights. I mean, just a perfect spot. And one other thing coming up at Funky Buddha, November 7th is Funky Buddha's next beer pairing dinner. Roasted butternut squash soup. Grilled hanger steak with horseradish potato croquette, house-made smoked duck pastrami. I mean, those are just some of the mouth-watering dishes on their five-course beer pairing menu hosted by Chef Jeff at Funky Buddha on November 7th.
And something else people don't know, I said I was going to say this sometime this week. Funky Buddha has venues for parties and weddings, and we had our holiday party there. I have my dad's memorial there. So if you're trying to plan a get-together, there are a couple venues in the back, different rooms that you can use at Funky Buddha.
They have a ton of baby showers, weddings. Like, they have a ton of events at Funky Buddha. It is a great spot. Because the beer pairing dinner is in their rustic event space. Because there's like two different event areas. I think the rustic one is the one with the beer barrels, right? Isn't that the barrel room?
Barrel room, yes. Yeah. Yes, the barrel room. They had that front bar when they had the whole bar. And they had the little back room where we had our holiday party.
Yep.
Right out. Then they have the video games there, the cornhole, the ping pong. Man, come on now. Go to Funky Buddha if you haven't been. I love it.
Get all the details at FunkyBuddha.com. FunkyBuddha.com. Solana's on his way to the Kaseya Center. Bring you the action starting at 6:15 tonight with Preheat. Him and Tommy Tighe. And he'll have the game call at 7:30 with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert. So I'll do headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Chiefs, they beat the Commanders last night, 28-7, as we said at the beginning of the show. The Chiefs are really good.
Yes,
and don't get it twisted. They never were not good. We're doing with them what we did with Tom Brady for several seasons in New England, where we kept writing it, hey, this one's over, and the Chiefs don't show any sign of going anywhere.
You hoping a team is falling off doesn't make them fall off.
That is correct. I am wearing my Dodgers jersey today. The game last night went 18 innings. It was Freddie Freeman who hit the ding-dong in the 18th. And they play again tonight, by the way. I'm watching ESPN right now. I mean, they're back on the diamond tonight. That game was over 6 hours long.
That's 639, I think, was the number.
You could have flown from Miami to Vegas. I read something about the Chiefs. I forget what time the game ended. And then flew home, I think, and the game was still going. I don't know. I read something that was crazy. Right? Because the Chiefs game, were they on the road? Or was it the Commanders who flew home? I don't know. One of the two.
Washington did.
Washington was the road team?
Yeah, Washington was the road team.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but KC to D.C.?
Yeah.
It's 2 hours, 2.5?
Like, they played an entire football game, flew home. We're in bed.
Game was still.
I heard a bunch of people this morning going, "Oh yeah, yeah. I fell asleep with the TV on, opened my eyes. You know, it was 2:30, and figured they were showing highlights, and so you know I fell back asleep or turned the TV off. But it was still the game.
Yes, that's
still
great,
the game.
Though.
It was crazy.
And what Shohei's doing is
ridiculous.
Just, we're watching like the best player ever to touch
ever.
Diamond. Yeah."
Dodgers have a 2-1 series lead, and game four is tonight at 8 p.m. Panthers play tonight. Heat play tonight. Panthers are at 7 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena. You can hear that game on 560 a.m. 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the call. The Heat tonight, they tip off at 7:30. That game's on 104.3 WQAM, 104.3 FM. WQAM. Hornets tonight 2-1. Heat are 2-1. Norman Powell is questionable. Let me check Ira Winderman's Twitter here. Just may have been updated a little after 5 o'clock. See if there's any changes to game status. Nope, nothing yet. So we'll find out about Norman Powell and Simone Fontecchio because he was upgraded to probable earlier. So that game tonight, 7:30, the Kaseya Center. And again, it's on 104.3 FM WQAM. And this is the last Heat home game till November 7th. They go on the road. They've got San Antonio and Wemby on Thursday and then a little West Coast road trip. So they will not be back till November 7th. Dolphins, Ravens, Thursday night football. Line is 7.5 right now. 7.5. Let me check. Just to see if it's changed. I'm not a big believer in the Dolphins on Thursday night, but I was not a believer of them Sunday in Atlanta.
And I'm not saying that I'm anticipating this win because I'm just terrified of Lamar Jackson coming back healthy and rested and what he can do on the ground where we struggled to stop the run until last week. But for Stephen Ross, thought about this. This is not just – if they win this game, it's not just a win to go 3-6 because that's not impressive. It's a respect win because this is national TV.
Right.
You've been getting embarrassed. The stories of the last 2 weeks were just internal stuff with players not going to special meetings and I'm not tall enough to see over the line. I can – where is Jalen Waddle? Like, you, it's embarrassing punchlines. You go out here and beat the Ravens in front of the world, only game on – that would be something for the whole organization, Stephen Ross and everybody, to beat the Ravens in front of everyone.
We know officially Storm Duck was placed on season-ending IR. Dolphins sent out a press release a little bit ago. Tua said today that the visor will stay. All his teammates were saying that they love him in the visor. Visor Tua. It's going to be interesting if he doesn't have the kind of game that he had against Atlanta. If everyone rallies around the visor again. I'm curious to see how long this lasts.
You know when they put the too big hat on the kid and turn it sideways and they think it's cute? That's
the visor.
His teammates think it's cute for him to wear a visor.
Dolphins, we mentioned this earlier. They sent out season ticket renewals to season ticket holders this week. No price increases. So if you want a tacit acknowledgement from Stephen Ross and the front office that they're aware this was a season that has not met expectations, and that also might be a harbinger of things to come. If you think you're going to be very competitive the next season, you think you're going to make some big splashy moves, you may not keep prices intact. This may be a harbinger of, hey, get ready, folks.
I hate when you dig.
Buckle in.
Damn.
Never know.
No, you're right.
If you thought, like, if the strategy was, hey, we're going to go out, we are going to move heaven and earth to get a bona fide star, and
they're not out there.
But I just, yeah, well, true.
They're not out there. Yeah. Tua's going to be here. All I've heard, Tua's going to be here. A real good all-pro guard's not going to make you excited. What could the Dolphins do this offseason that just excites the fan base again?
Sometimes people are available. Also, if you want to use it maybe as a sign of things to come, the NFL trade deadline is 1 week from today. So it would be slightly gross to send out season ticket renewals, raise prices for people, they renew their season tickets, and then sell off some of your star players next week.
Yeah.
So if you were planning on selling off some of the star players, you may keep season ticket prices intact.
And just staying status quo. They either do that, they sell some guys, which would be bad to, you know,
I don't know.
Which would be bad to the thought of, I'm going to increase your ticket price.
Correct.
And now Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips are gone. I get that part of it. But, too, I'm going to increase your ticket price to this team that we're watching, and we're just going to keep Tua, and we're going to be the 19th pick. We're going to go out and get a real good right tackle. You know, like, it. I don't know where the excitement's going to come from. And even, like, there's no Lamar Jackson's coming out there. There's no Joe Burrows.
Right.
No, like, Mendoza, what's his name, the guy from Indiana, Mendoza. He's going to go high. We won't have a chance to touch him, but I don't know if he's going to be a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes.
Anyway, you have the NFL trade deadline 1 week from today. See if there's anything else here in the headlines. Solana mentioned the Saints are benching Spencer Rattler. They're going to go with Tyler Shuck. And Hassan Whiteside apparently is coming out of retirement. This was one report that I saw, but I saw Ira Winderman had retweeted it, Bleacher Report had retweeted it, so I guess they're all buying into it. Hassan Whiteside coming out of retirement to sign with the Shanghai Sharks.
He couldn't have ran through $100 million. He just loves basketball.
Right, yeah. That was a $100 million contract he signed.
If he ran through $100 million, that's crazy.
No, I don't think
he
could.
But Antoine Walker ran through $140.
That is true.
So,
I mean, Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier.
Chauncey was,
everybody's got their vices.
Chauncey was doubling that thing down.
Everybody's got their vices. Yeah. Don't cast stones. What's the...
Don't throw stones in a glass house?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what would be his vice? Well, they do jewelry, they can travel, they can buy dumb crap, they can gamble.
You can go through money.
You can go through $100 million. $1 million is easy to run through.
Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. We mentioned this earlier. Prayers up for anyone who is from or has family in or has connections to Jamaica, because the hurricane made landfall earlier today. It is a bad storm. I've seen some video coming out already of some of the flooding in Jamaica. It is certainly a storm unlike any other that has hit that island. So
yes,
we are thinking of everyone there.
And help them, because when it's gone, it's going to be rough down there.
That's
going
to be tough to rebuild.
Go to Christmas every other year.
Weather here locally in Miami, it's 82 degrees right now and cloudy, getting down to 75 tonight on the overnight. Rainy conditions expected around 9 p.m. Wind gusts are up to 10 miles per hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jimmy, your music today gets an F. If I was giving out letter grades like we do for the Dolphins or the Hurricanes, your music today gets an F. Who is this? I don't even know who this is. I know this song, but
it's
this?
No Mercy.
No Mercy.
I give myself a B.
Whew. This was an awful musical performance by you, Jimmy.
I didn't know anything.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is owned by my friend Ryan, who I play Wordle and Dordle and Quartle and Octordle with every day. And we play for $25 a day. So if you win 3 games, you know, you're the winner before the 4th game. Or if you tie 1 game, we've tied a game and then he won the next 2. So he's the winner today. And I have not paid him yet. You have to pay every day the moment you lose. And he just sent me a screenshot of Google. Is Venmo not working today? It says, as of Tuesday, October 28th, Venmo does not appear to be experiencing any widespread outages.
Hold out on it.
I got to pay him. I'll get it back. We're going to be at Funky Buddha, the Tap Room in Oakland Park on Thursday. A little Thursday night football. We're having just a kind of a little unofficial watch party.
Yes.
I don't know if the radio station knows we're going out there. I don't know if the Dolphins know we're going out there. But we are going to Funky Buddha on Thursday night. We're going to watch ourselves some football. We're going to have some fun. We're going to eat some food. And hopefully there will be a whole bunch of people out there to help us root the Dolphins on.
I think we're just going to watch the game at Funky Buddha. I don't know if it's a name behind it.
Right.
There's, yeah,
like, hey, we're going to be out there. And if you want to be out there, that would be great. And I always enjoy meeting everyone out there. But that's where we're going to be. If you want to know where we're watching the game on Thursday night, me and Crowder and Josh Appel, who you just heard, we're going to be at Funky Buddha on Thursday night.
And I'll be the one with all these damn food in my mouth and my belly pop tight because I'm going to eat the hell out of these crab cakes. Man, I love crab cakes.
The Maryland crab cakes on the menu, and again, I often say sometimes Funky Buddha gets a little too cutesy with their menu items. Their food happens to be delicious, mm-hmm. and Chef Jeff happens to be a great chef, and their special menu item, because the Dolphins are playing Baltimore, is Maryland-style crab cakes, and I happen to love crab cakes as well, so I am 100% getting that. We had a Rondé Gadsden on in the 3 o'clock hour, and Danny Cannell in the 4 o'clock hour. it's Halloween on Friday, and we do it every year. I was very impressed. Were you surprised that Aronde is giving out full-size Snicker bars? Because he struck me as, you know, there's like these Skittle bags for Halloween that have three Skittles in them.
Yeah.
You know, like one that's, size. Yeah, like it's ridiculous, man. What's the Garcia household giving out, Jimmy?
We have a mix. Like we get the ones from Costco.
So is it like the Dum Dums and like one loose Starburst?
No.
Man, these people that do the loose Starburst.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing, man? Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, yeah. It's the mix with the Tootsie Rolls.
Oh,
That's the cheapest mix you can buy.
It's got like the sweet tarts, like two sweet tarts in that little envelope and a Tootsie Roll. Mix. Yeah, the worst. Jimmy, what was your favorite Halloween candy when you'd go trick-or-treating? What was the one you wanted more than anything else?
Probably the Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
Skittles. Huh.
Fruit guys. I told you.
Nah,
I like the fruit guys. I don't like the chocolate guys.
Twix bars, Reese's peanut butter cups. I want the chocolate. Chocolate. That's the
real mango fruit.
Like Aronde said, the Baby Ruth bar. That's a
1,000 grand.
100 grand bar.
Man, that's so old.
That is the best, man.
I would think OG would be at a party.
Like, yeah,
I don't
think,
see OG sitting
he'd not
and
be
waiting
home.
For kids.
But he said he would be out in the front and have a glass of Hennessy and a bucket of candy.
Yeah. I told you I sometimes turn my lights off, but I think this year we're going to give out some candy. But there's no kids in our neighborhood. Like Danny Cannell said, if you live in a, like a tight little neighborhood, it's a waste of time to do all the antics of Halloween because there's going to be 7 kids come to your house.
Looking if we don't get any because we're in an apartment building. Oh, I mean, there is.
That's why you want to criticize everybody's decisions.
There is nobody.
Why don't you sit downstairs on the street and just pass it out to people randomly walking by?
Trying to see if Ira Winderman had anything on the Heat lineup, but nothing. It's still 5:49 and still nothing. Huh. I don't see anything there. Let me look at the prop bets and see if Norman Powell is still on there. NBA, no Bulls tonight, so no little boozy vert bets. Let's see. Heat tonight. You've got Heat are 5.5-point favorites. I think that was the same as earlier, right?
Yes.
Heat are 5.5-point favorites. There are props for Norman Powell and Simone Fontecchio. So it looks like everyone's going to play. According to the Hard Rock app, Norman Powell, 22.5. Bam, 21.5. Wiggins, 18.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 12.5. Jovic, 11.5. Kalel Ware, 11.5. Davion Mitchell, 10.5. Simone Fontecchio, 9.5. I just saw Detroit is playing tonight. Let me see what Duncan Robinson is.
Speaking about the Heat, I do, and I said it before, but I'm watching some games now. I really think Andrew Wiggins would be the one to push him over the top.
If he has even a modicum of a season that they thought he was gonna that they were gonna get from him from the Golden State trade. He was garbage last year. He looked like he was
didn't want to be here.
Probably didn't expect the trade. Didn't see it coming. But yeah, like if he's out there scoring, doing what he can do,
I remember young Andrew Wiggins.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. If he can get back to that, now we're competing with some of these top Eastern teams. But we're talking about Fontecchio and Kalel Ware. I don't think that's the. That's the difference between a play-in round and 6 seed.
Somebody texting Brad Marchand is out tonight for the Panthers. Death in the family. Did you see that, Jimmy? Is Brad Marchand out?
I did not see that.
You see what George Richards has here before we wrap things up for the night? Because I'll be watching me some Panthers and some Heat tonight. Oh, Tarasov in net tonight for the Panthers. Not Bobrovsky. Tarasov in net tonight. And I don't see anything about Brad Marchand. Anybody see anything about him being out?
I haven't, but I don't go on my phone very often.
Let me check one more time here. Dee, dee, dee.
What's on the station tonight? What sport?
On our station?
Yes.
We've got Heat basketball on 104.3 FM. Mm-hmm. And we've got Panthers hockey on 560 AM. Sorry, I was reading this tweet. Yeah, Reuters Sports says the Florida Panthers will not have leading scorer Brad Marchand in the lineup Tuesday against the Anaheim Ducks due to a death in the family. I didn't even know Reuters still existed.
Me either.
That's the most shocking thing of that. Dan Day on the radio station right after us. Before we get out of here, I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I really am a believer. I was there today. Got my shot today. Another summer over. Maybe you've noticed that your energy is lower and your workouts aren't, you know, hitting the way that they used to, and you're not sleeping as well. And that's not just because you were up till 3 in the morning watching the Dodgers game. And maybe you feel that brain fog all the time or your sex drive is off. If you're experiencing some or all of those symptoms, it's likely you have low testosterone. And if that's what's going on, don't wait. Just call Atlantic Men's Clinic today and get treated for that low T. I am speaking from experience, and they're so nice there. I walk in today, everybody greets you. It's a nice, they take you right to a room. It's not like you're uncomfortable in a waiting room and seeing other people walk in. Like, it's very discreet. It's an excellent experience. But I can attest to the difference of testosterone. I'm telling you, it's no way to live, low T. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Low T, if you're like the many men who are low T, within just a few weeks of getting treated, you're going to feel your energy return, the brain fog go away, your sleep improve, your workouts improve, your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So get all the info you need at AtlanticMensClinic.com. Then you go there, you have a consult, they do your lab work, they have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida-licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Atlantic Men's Clinic, there are 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat, go Panthers, and watch yourself a little World Series as well if you are so inclined. We will speak with you mañana.
Old people eat 100 grand bars.
Me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.